Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got a clip here to just try to give you an idea of the fear in England right now, where if you report on the psychopathic nature of Bush wanting to bomb countries that are our allies, that if the press reports on it, that they'll be arrested. Also a clip from USA Today TV from 9/11 with the feds saying they think bombs were in the buildings. This is a clip I've never seen before, and I had heard about it and read about it, but I actually found it this weekend. And so we'll be playing that clip as well. I know we have a lot of phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I've been keeping callers on average about 3-4 minutes apiece because the calls have been so good today, but I need to kind of rapid fire through you, and I need to not be as long-winded myself so we can cover the news, play these clips, and get to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in, I believe, Indiana. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? Good to talk to you. I got two quick things I wanted to run through real quick. I know you don't have all day. You know, your friend Kevin Booth, you know, did he finish the film on the war on drugs?
No, I tell you, he spent 2 years on that, and he is just, I talked to him a few weeks ago, he is constantly working on that war on drugs thing. It's going to be a doozy. I don't know how he's going to, he shot so much video, it might end up being a five-part or more mini-series in England. I know England's looking at it. It's good. I mean, he's, I mean, I've interviewed a bunch of people for it, and I'm a small part of it. He is just, he's, it's got to be 2+ years he's worked on that.
Because I know a lot of it has to do with Sheriff Arpaio and interviewing him, and I'm just so sick of seeing documentaries on the sheriff glorifying him, and, you know, they're talking about he's so good because he's dedicating the space in the prison cells for animals and putting the prisoners outside and stuff, and all the prisoners in there, it's all nonviolent offenders anyway, you know.
It's all an exercise in dehumanization. Arpaio, and I've had a chance to sit in a studio and watch hours of him, raw footage. Something's wrong with him, or let's just say, I don't know what a toxicology report would say, stumbling around, arrogantly calling people scum, thug-like cops standing around him, worshiping him. I mean, he is the true king rat thug. He repeatedly runs over things, runs over businesses, jumps curbs, driving around like a maniac. They've tried to plant pipe bombs on people so he can claim that terrorists are trying to kill him. He's put anti-aircraft guns up on top of the buildings. He wants to make all citizens give DNA randomly at checkpoints. He's turning the entire city into a giant concentration camp. He is just a gun-grabbing, slack-jawed worm. And we've had that piece of trash on this show. And I'm just like, oh, you're a powerful God, aren't you? He's like, yes, I am. I mean, he is just... No, he is everything that, he is everything that is un-American and scum-filled.
Yeah, we need to get him out of there. We shouldn't let him set the precedent for...
Well, that's what Phoenix deserves. They want a big, fat slime ball? Let him have him. Thanks for the call. I mean, Arpaio, literally, folks, I've sat there in Kevin's studio and watched, like, 2 hours of him. And he just... I'm not going to get into it. It's so obvious. The guy is just... And he's routinely, literally, folks, he'll, like, run over giant structures. Do things that are impossible. And I mean, by impossible, just it's insane. He'll like go careening, running over things, and go across the street and run up over, you know, a big monument and fall out on the ground, and nobody dares arrest him. Nobody dare take the guy to jail. And I mean, I've got him footage of him at his giant concentration camp, stumbling around. I mean, if he hadn't been drinking Jack Daniels, folks, he should win an Academy Award for it. I'll put it to you that way. It's just so... And who are you? You're scum. I tell you, the troops are out in 120-degree heat like you are. One guy, I'm Marine. I just got back and got pulled over for a DWI. Shut up, you worm. Well, we actually had air conditioners in Iraq. Ah! Yeah. Tarpaio. All right, we'll come back with more of your calls. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Eddie, Frank, David, Virginia's back. We'll go to all your calls. Let me just run through some of what's coming up. Sheehan back in Texas for war protest, and it was a big story with the AP and with Drudge. Why, look, there she is waiting for a signing, waiting for her fans to show up, and no one's there. But then I talked to people that were there. That was before they opened it up, and then there was about 100 or so people there. What does that even matter? We know that her cause is supported now by upwards of 70% of the American people. But see, there's that corporate image. Oh, look, the woman who's against the war, nobody supports her. See, there's just a little tidbit of propaganda. So you can learn how to recognize it. Not that it's hard. I'm sure you do. Texas woman mauled to death by six dogs. Some poor 76-year-old woman. Some trashy person. These people that get off and having these mean dogs and encourage it. I love dogs, and these people give dogs a bad name. And we've all seen, I've been out riding my bike before, you know, a pack of four or five mean dogs come chasing after the bike, and somebody's laughing on their front porch, and I've got problems. I mean, I have a problem running. I'll just throw the bike down and start chasing the dogs. And, of course, this old lady couldn't do that and was afraid, and they killed her. It just makes me sick. You know what? I'm not a tattletale to the government, but the next time that happens, actually, I've dropped the ball a couple times that's happened. I should call the police and demand those dogs be destroyed. I'm not talking about some old cur dog chasing a car or your bike just for fun. You know, these big, mean, I've had mastiffs. One time I was riding a bike past a house over in East Austin, and a mastiff, a Rottweiler, two pit bulls led after me. And I'm not trying to sound tough or anything. It's just how dogs operate. I have problems. I, like, started frothing at them and was going for a big rock to start crushing them, and they just ran off. But, and of course, the owner was on their porch laughing. That's why I got mad and jumped off. I probably would have just... But I knew if I ran from the dogs, there was a chance they could catch me and kill me. Obviously, if I had a car I could just get into, I would have just closed the door and ignored the dogs. Another time, I had the dog run up, barking at me. I got the car, closed the door, and it scratched the side of the car. And I guess that's when I just remembered that. I'd forgotten about that. I guess it's when I decided to... but I remember growing up, my dad said, don't run from a dog. I remember being a kid, and the German Shepherd chased me. I'd stop the bike, get off, stare at the dog, and wouldn't show fear, they'd go away. That's just how this government operates. They're like a bunch of spoiled Rottweilers that think you're there to be fed on. And I'm not putting up with it. But they killed this old lady. And they don't even know if they're going to charge the guy. They don't even know if they're going to... kill the dogs. Kill those dogs, and I say put the guy that did it in prison. Texas woman mauled... let's just read the article. Texas woman mauled to death by six dogs, a pack of six dogs. This is in Thorndale, Texas. A pack of six dogs mauled a 76-year-old woman to death as she worked in her yard, authorities said. Lillian Lorraine Stills was riding on a lawnmower in her front yard Saturday when she was confronted by the dogs, described as a pit bull, Rottweiler mixed breed, said Milam County Sheriff's Charlie West. They should have shot those dogs on the spot. Investigators think Stiles was attacked when she got off her mower and headed into her house. Stiles had severe bites over her entire body, and a man who tried to help her was bitten on one leg, authorities said. Man, where are people's instincts? I'm not saying that I'm a tough guy and can fight dogs or something, but come on. I mean, don't you have that instinct to want to attack an animal that's attacking somebody? I mean, to grab a fence post or whatever you need and just start slaughtering? And I assure you, those dogs are going to run off if you do that. Unless it's a military-trained German Shepherd. And even then, it's going to start backing off and being more calculated about going for your throat. Continuing here, Stiles had severe bites over her entire body. The dogs were found at the home of Stiles' neighbor, Jose Hernandez. The sheriff's department will send the findings of the investigation to Milam County District Attorney's Office, which will decide if any criminal charges will be filed against Hernandez. Thorndale is 70 miles west of College Station. Yeah, it's pretty close to Austin. And then in Thorndale. Actually, I had family that lived in Thorndale. I don't live there now. That is just, I see those every week. Some dog kills a toddler. A group of dogs kill some old lady. And I'm just getting, that's another reason to have a gun. I wish we all did carry guns. That lady could have shot those dogs. But the guy that let his dogs do that, I guarantee he thinks they're tough. He's manly because he's got these dogs. He needs to be put in prison. Side issue, it's not about the New World Order. It's just I picture some old lady being chewed on by these dogs. Which I guarantee you, the owner, let them chase people, let them act tough, let them do that. Literally, folks, you can drive over into East Austin right now, and maybe every 15th house has these dogs frothing. In many cases, off a leash. Yesterday, we had some. I went for a two-hour bike ride. I was bike riding in East Austin because that's where the river goes. It's nice over there. Some Rottweiler came running out at us, and it was only one, and I was with my friend Tommy Pallotta, and I just turned around on my bike and kind of went back towards it, and it ran off in fear as soon as I did because I'm not going to run from it. Because that'll get a dog into a mode where it will chase you down and it will attack you. And these parents that teach their kids to run from dogs, it's just the dumbest thing you could ever do. And again, I see that as an analogy or a parallel to life, with everything in life. You run, it emboldens bullies. But you can't blame a 76-year-old woman. I mean, what is she going to do? Okay, I just spent 5 minutes on dogs. I'm sorry. NBC censored parade accident, played old footage, New York Times. The Macy's Thanksgiving parade, as you know, one of the balloons, the M&M balloon, fell down and on two people and hurt them. And NBC was ready. They instantly cut to the old balloon from last year and showed it crossing the finish line and didn't report on anything happening at 11:47 a.m. The 11-year-old girl, 26-year-old sister were being treated for injuries. And on air, Katie Couric and Matt Lauer, Al Roker, kept up their lighthearted reportage from Herald Square, where the parade ends. And they went on to say, well, these classic candy men get out of this delicious dilemma. See, it's just all real funny. Instead of just going, oh, we've got an accident there. Oh, some people may be hurt. Well, doesn't look too bad. Hope they're okay. You know, the point is it shows the mentality just ready in case somebody did something else and just cut to something. Just ready to cover up. Just the whole mentality just engineered for that. Here's another one. Child antidepressants use increases. Reuters health section. And, of course, the number of U.S. children and teens who were diagnosed with depression more than doubled between 1995 and 2000. While the use of antidepressant drugs rose and the use of psychotherapy or counseling declined. The findings, say researchers, point to possible instances of inappropriate prescribing to children. They know there's a big backlash against this, so, oh, it may be inappropriate. You think a massive increase in the last 7 years is bad? The industry documents released in Ohio a year ago by industry officials who were angry literally have them rubbing their hands together with the New Freedom Initiative, where they tested it in Ohio, Texas, and Indiana, amongst other states. Wisconsin, California were also part of it, as well as New York and Florida. But again, side issues. It was developed in Texas in TMAP. What was the name of the program in the early 90s, and then perfected in the late 90s, early 1000s, 2000s. And in there, they say, hey, we've already got 10% of the kids on different types of prescription mind-altering drugs to begin with, psychotropics, amphetamine-based, other classes. This, we're going to get half of them on it by 2010 if we're able to implement the New Freedom Initiative fully. Now, Congress did fund it, and then now the states have to sign on. Illinois and just one other state have gone along with it, though they're implementing piecemeal now, just where your child doesn't have to, but they just advertise it like, well, it's time for all of you now to go to the counselor. And then the counselor pushes it on you when you're there, and they actually get cash money for that if they hit goals at the end of the year. They get an increase in pay. And the guidelines were written by the drug companies. UT's doing it with the kids. And, of course, children who have depression, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors actually massively increase suicide and psychopathic breaks, delusions, mania, and the onset of juvenile dementia, a term unknown until just a few years ago. So, there's the article for him. Now, the findings say researchers point to possible instances of inappropriate prescribing to children. Oh, you think so? While guidelines call for children to be treated with either mental health counseling or a combination of counseling and medication, the study found a trend of antidepressants replacing talk therapy. Well, of course, you just got to go back to the doctor every 2 weeks to see him, so that every week, and then they just put you on the drugs, and you have so many mental problems. On average, you end up on about 4, some as many as 17 different drugs, and death does result quite a bit. The seizures start, and you go on anti-seizure medication. It's quite a cash cow. In addition, although only one antidepressant, Prozac, has been specifically approved for patients younger than 18, prescriptions for other antidepressants rose after 95 as well, with children receiving prescriptions for them on an off-label basis. Folks, last time I checked, there were over 20,000 children under the age of 5 on it, and I forget the exact number. It was thousands and thousands at any one time under the age of 2. Just type into Google, children 2 and younger on antidepressants, and it'll, I want to say it was thousands in Texas in some article I saw. I forget. Oh, yeah, of course. It was much higher than that. This is kids outside the system. There's a WOAI TV report. And don't email me and go, no, there's WOAI radio. They have the sister twin TV. Where 80% plus of Texas foster children are on antidepressants. And that's the article where a large portion are on 17 different drugs. And so that's where I was getting that number. And it was thousands and thousands of Texas children. We'll be right back.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Way, this is not the Halloween broadcast of Orson Welles or the Worlds. This is serious, and I don't really even know how to approach this. I'm going to get him on because it's serious enough. Former Canadian Minister of Defense fears intergalactic extraterrestrial war and says that Bush and them are building a moon base with these big particle beams to shoot down the aliens, and it's just crazy. Former Canadian Minister of Defense and Deputy Prime Minister under Pierre Trudeau has joined forces with three non-governmental organizations to ask the Parliament of Canada to hold public hearings on exopolitics relations with ETs. Folks, this is not a joke. And, it's gotten to the realm where we have to talk about it. And this is all part of Iron Mountain larger plan. So I'll comment on it. after the break. I got five more calls I'm going to take. Eddie, Frank, David, Jay, and Virginia, and because I've got two clips I want to air and some other news items, and I just mentioned one of them. It's just getting so nuts. Right now, let's go to Eddie in England. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Alex.
Hi.
I just would say to you at the start of the program, I've been listening throughout, Magna Carta was definitely signed in 1215.
Thank you. I've been saying 1214.
No,
so my memory does weird little things.
I've got it on my wall in a frame, so I know it. I wanted to speak to you about the globalization and what's happening here and what's happening with you over there, and how that political opposites are coming together to exclude any form of new political rising, if you know what I mean. When you were here, you probably heard of the new party, of which I am not a member, the BNP, run by a Mr. Griffin, and it's been expanding and expanding, and I think they've got 30,000 members in just a few years, and they've become a threat to Parliament, and our Parliament is composed really of two parties, different names like yours, elephants and donkeys, and we've got Labour and Conservative, but they more or less are running a one-party state. They all want the same thing. There is no difference between them. And they started passing laws, one of which was religious hatred. And Mr. Griffin's BNP party, he was at a private meeting, and he stated, this is a couple of years ago, before the explosions in London, that Islam, fundamental Islam, and Christian faith couldn't combine in the same same country. It just won't work. It's two opposites. Anyway, he said at this meeting that Islam was a danger, and that there would be explosions in London, of which there were, I think almost a year later. Anyway, he's being prosecuted at the moment with the possibility of 7 years in jail for telling the truth. Incredible, don't you think?
It's amazing, and of course you're talking about these Official Secrets Act, and oh, you expose the government for being corrupt, you go to prison, not the crooks. Thanks for the call, I appreciate it. Frank, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from, Frank?
Good afternoon, Alex. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
I had a good one. How was your Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Where are you calling us from, Frank?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, and
welcome.
Just a couple notes, I guess. One, Alex, I've been listening to your program for more than a year, and I found it, you know, most interesting and insightful. And I think people will begin to realize what's happening when they lose their jobs, as 30,000 GM workers are finding out right now, that really their future and their pensions have been, you know, sold down the river, and the government has allowed that to happen.
Oh, yeah, they're going to take the pensions. That's they changed the rule to do that.
People tend to think often for the first time when they're forced to, and nothing like unemployment or finding out that the economic infrastructure doesn't exist.
And that's why the government's racing to set up a police state to restrain us when we start flopping.
Or when people attempt to have a revolution or change the system through violent means. But what I wanted to mention, too, Alex, I think I had mentioned last month that I had been researching the CIA charter and found it to be classified, which is a violation of the federal laws regarding funding for governmental agencies. But what I found interesting is that there have been many references to the actual 1947 Enabling Act, or the interim charter for the CIA, and the final one was accepted in 1949, but both remain classified. So there's no way that an individual can even understand the purpose of the agency or provide a check and balance. A second point I wanted to raise.
Yeah, stay there. We'll come back and let you finish up, Frank in Brooklyn. And then David, Jay, and Virginia. And that's it, because I got two clips I want to play. And former Canadian Minister of Defense fears intergalactic ET war. I mean, we don't cover the green men here, but we've got to cover this. It's unbelievable. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Now, I really do have to hurry because I want to play this clip from Channel 4 over in England to give you kind of an idea of the tyranny we're facing, with the press being threatened with arrest. And then the spin that's coming out of the White House and out of 10 Downing Street. And there's another clip here from USA Today TV from 9/11 with one of their officials, one of their correspondents, talking about bombs in the buildings. Just one more little tidbit to the pile of that. I mean, we have the owner saying they blew the building 7 up, so it's not really debatable. But real fast, I got to move quick here. Frank in Brooklyn, make your other point.
You made the other comment about propaganda manufacturing consent. Something very interesting happened within the last 6 weeks, and that's the fact that Mr. Rendon, who has the Rendon Group or the Rendon Associates that handle all the media for the CIA via the Iraq theater of operations, did a very interesting interview where he explained the funding and different things, and his small group in Washington, which I believe is considered a lobbying institution, has received well over $100 million controlling and staging the media in Iraq that we're seeing, you know. And it's very interesting. I'm quite surprised.
Look, they have state-sponsored shows in Iraq where they arrest hundreds of people every day, openly beat them up, and have them bleeding, confessing to all manner of crimes on TV.
Absolutely, but they also did something very interesting, Alex, whereby they were getting the feed from the different news services before the news services were getting the feed in their countries. And they were able to actually edit and have maybe a 6 to 8 hour window where they could actually manipulate the news or prepare their own people in the United States to counteract the truth that was coming out from the other news agencies, which really is very interesting from a media and propaganda perspective. And I would recommend that the viewers search the Internet for information on the Rendon Group. And Mr. Rendon was the chairman of the Democratic National Committee before he got into media.
I've been aware of that, and thank you for the call. Always great points. This is what we're talking about. It's just totally staged, and every time you turn around, it's Democrats and Republicans. They're owned by the same people. Let's talk to David. David, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Savannah, Georgia, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I hope you had a good weekend.
I hope you did, sir.
It was wonderful. I was calling real quick because over the weekend on Discovery Channel, they were playing a bunch of conspiracy theory stuff on JFK. And at the same time, they turned around and would show they had a special about Flight 93, and then they also had a special about the firefighters on 9/11. So one of the things I'm curious about is why is Building 7 and the supposed landing of Flight 93, why is it we can talk about conspiracy theories that are 30 years old, but the moment you bring up 9/11, then you're a loony or you're anti-patriotic. It's just ridiculous right now.
Well, because that'll hurt the current administration, who themselves are just puppets or a pair of tires on this machine that's rolling forward. But what they do on those shows, and I've watched some of them, listeners send them to me, is they'll use fake tapes and say dramatization, or they'll use one supposed 911 call and then use it for both flights. And then people don't even notice that. Or they've got over 10 shows where they explain why the towers fell and how there were no supports in the buildings and actually show fake diagrams of the buildings. And it's just total fairy tale. But again, the average person watching literally can't find Iraq on a map. So if somebody just shows them something that's a total lie, they're never going to verify it, so it doesn't matter.
Well, the other thing is, how come Building 7 is constantly being omitted from everything?
It's way down the road, and it clearly blew up with a controlled demolition with blast points exploding as it was detonated, and the owner says they blew it up. He screwed up on TV and admitted they blew it, and so did some other people, so they're in deep trouble.
And the neighboring buildings of the towers only sustained minimal damage, correct?
Yeah, towers falling on them, no problem.
Right,
Building 7 fell literally, it was like 30 feet away from a huge, 15-story post office and another building, nothing.
Well, here's my biggest concern right now, because they're talking about the country being divided with the whole smoke screen with left and right. And I really think there's three types of people right now. There's the people, like I think everybody listens to you and GCN, who are sort of the awakened people. They're the people who don't know. And then there's the people who I don't understand, who they see nothing wrong with the Project for New American Century or the fact that terrorism is good. There's this group of people who really think that there's nothing wrong with thumb scanners and America being number one, and what's wrong with that?
Well, they associate their personal power with being a slave. Deep down, they're afraid. They know it's true, so they decide to just accept it. And so, I'm for that, so I'm on the winning side. So, it's like somebody jumping out in front of an 18-wheeler, and you say, jump out of the way, you have a chance to, and they go, no, I'm going to merge with it. It loves me, and then it runs them over, and they're dead. I mean, it's just mental illness. But look, you don't have to concern yourself with scum. They're powerless weasels. They don't matter. You got to worry about the evil people that know the truth, who've cynically decided to join this and to feed on people because they want to use this power structure to have their own personal power. Thanks for the call. And that's what's so bad about tyrannies, is that, see, a tyranny cannot enforce on its own minions. And so they're going to be able to act with impunity. All the corrupt enforcers and people, they're all going to set up their own little kingdoms, and they're going to collect booty. They're going to take tribute from you and I. I mean, we're going to get to be real slaves. Step and fetch it, bend over, lick the boots. The cops already treat us like that, by and large. Talk back, say you got rights, we'll taser you. And we'll taser you so many times you die. And you know what? We'll get a commendation for killing you. And the border's going to stay wide open. Jay in California. Quickly, Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. This is Jay. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Great. I'm calling from Gilroy, California. First, I want to tell you how much I appreciate all the efforts that's going on in InfoWars and Prison Planet. Thank you, sir. The thing that I want to bring up to you, I heard earlier on Derry Brown about this woman who stood up Rosa Parks style and told these people, hey, look, I'm going to work.
Yeah, we got her coming on Wednesday.
Here's a woman who's going to work, paying her taxes, telling these people, look, you work for me. Why are you making me, why are they jacking her up? Do we have to show our IDs?
We're going to discuss that in detail on Wednesday, and I thank you for your call. Again, the government said in multiple Supreme Court rulings that blacks weren't human and that they could be hung, beaten, killed, that they had no rights. Now, the government says blacks aren't human. I'm going to ask black people out there, do you have to follow that law? If I got elected president and declared myself a dictator and said you had to all go jump off cliffs, black people, would you go, oh, well, he's the government, he's God? No. I mean, does a Native American, say, 150 years ago, is being hunted down and killed, do they have a right to fight back, or are they evil? Why, it's illegal. Kill them, because they're not allowed to stand up for their own land. The average cop listening goes, well, I got a law, says failure to ID, and there are hundreds of arrests every year in Austin for failure to ID. One day I had cops pull up. I'd walk to the local convenience store 200 yards from my apartment 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, and the cops came up, and they said, what's in that bag? I said, Gatorade and ice cream, but I said, is that any of your business? Yeah, it is my business. You got an ID? And I was like, no. Well, what are you doing at the store? Well, I just took $5. I live right there. What apartment do you live in? At that point, I said, look, man. He goes, I could arrest you for failure of ID. And I said, are you looking for somebody? Do I look like somebody? And he goes, no. I just want to see your ID. They were like gang member cops. And I was just like, okay, well, I don't have it. I said, you got a problem? I need to go ahead and go here. I know people who are out barbecuing at the park. Cops walk over for some reason. There's some kind of problem. Don't have an ID. Take you to jail. Now, the Supreme Court, state courts, they've all ruled over, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of rulings. Failure to ID is unconstitutional. They don't care. They'll still take you to jail for it. They'll pay out your tax money all day in lawsuits. In fact, the city of Austin has lost several lawsuits over the last 30 years. There's cases going back, I've seen 30 years in Austin with failure to ID cases. And it's just another example. They just tell you it's a privilege to walk down the street. They just tell you it's a privilege to do this, to do that. And so they want to pull you over and march onto your bus. And what's important about these articles in the Denver Post and other places is that they're getting it right. Everybody would just pull them out and hold them up. And it was just to get the confirmation, to bow to Caesar. See, let me, everybody line up. We're going to check your ID. See, that's next. It's an expansion and an ever-widening net in all of this. This is domestication. It has nothing to do with security. I mean, if you're a communist general, you can do whatever you want. If you want any of the plans, you can have them. If you're a corrupt cop, you can do whatever you want. If you're an evil politician, you can do whatever you want. You want to rape the people, do whatever you want. The border stays wide open, do whatever you want. I mean, the Border Patrol openly gives them catch-and-release slips that are then used as their ID. The form they give the illegals is then used to get a house, to get a car, to get in to vote. But you, a citizen, whether you're Hispanic or black or white or an Eskimo, you're going to be searched. You're going to be pushed around. You're going to be shoved up against the wall. Your kid's going to be searched. They're going to be trained how to be a slave. They're going to wear an ID around their neck. They're going to have Army recruiters intimidate them and tell them it's the law. They got to join the military when it's not. You see? Let's go ahead and play this clip. I can't play all of it. It's up on prisonplanet.com. It's 11 minutes long. But this is what it's come to with the Bush's desire to bomb Al Jazeera. Now, he's already bombed it twice. And then when he got caught, he started saying, oh, no, it was a joke. There's no joke. Go ahead and roll it.
It is a top-secret memo, so sensitive that we can't tell you what it says. Editors who published the details have been threatened with jail. According to the Daily Mirror, it records President Bush suggesting a military strike against the Arab television station Al Jazeera and Tony Blair arguing against an attack. There are calls for Downing Street to publish the transcript as executives from the Qatari-based television network demand to know exactly what happened. The two men who allegedly leaked the document have been charged under the Official Secrets Act, and it's understood the government here is likely to ask for their case to be heard in secret to stop any more revelations, as Lucy Manning now reports.
قالت صحيفة ديلي ميرر البريطانية إن النائب العام في بريطانيا اللورد جولد سميث طلب من
Making their own headlines. Al Jazeera were reporting on the leaked document in the Daily Mirror that allegedly said President Bush had last year discussed with Tony Blair his plan to bomb Al Jazeera. But while they were reporting it, the British press had been warned off. The Attorney General, Lord Goldsmith, threatening the media with prosecution under the Official Secrets Act if they published any more details. The two leaders' conversation was, said the Mirror, in a document which turned up in the office of a former Labour MP, Tony Clark. His former researcher and a Cabinet Office official are charged with breaking the Official Secrets Act. The Attorney General's decision to threaten editors with the same has baffled many at Westminster.
Well, it does seem to me a very draconian threat, and it leads one to the suspicion that the anxiety here is not so much the national interest, but preventing the government from embarrassment. After all, the events with which we are concerned took place some considerable time ago. Why is it necessary to invoke the terms of an act designed to deal with issues which arise in a time of national emergency?
Allegations that President Bush wanted to take military action against Al Jazeera are certainly embarrassing. Al Jazeera's relations with the Americans have been turbulent. Its correspondent Tariq Ayub was killed in Baghdad when an American air raid hit the station's offices, and its office in Kabul was also hit by two bombs in 2001. But the fact the media has been warned off giving any more details from the leaked memo suggests there are other things in it the government doesn't want to come out.
Undoubtedly the leak of such a memo is embarrassing, not only here but in the United States, where the finger of blame will be pointed at London and Downing Street, and that is difficult for the Prime Minister. There are many theories awash now in the corridors of Westminster, and the one that seems to be gaining the most currency is that it's the White House that's most angry, it's the White House that's got most to lose, and it's the White House in particular that wants to keep that memo secret.
It's thought the memo points to a dispute between the Prime Minister and the President over military tactics in Iraq. At the time, there were reports of British concerns about the actions of American troops in Fallujah. But after the Attorney General's warning, the Mirror has given an undertaking not to publish any more.
This is the first time that the government threatened an Official Secrets Act prosecution against a journalist. They have in the past sought injunctions.
Okay, that's enough. You know what I'll do tomorrow? I'll play the second half because it gets even better. They have the former London Guardian reporter saying all reporters should be scared. This is tyranny. They're taking over. But notice how she kept saying it's thought that there's a discussion between Blair and Bush. It's thought that it's about the massacres in Fallujah. It's thought. See, they have to say that. The memo's public. It was in the Times of London. They're leaving them alone. We already know exactly what it says. But they've been threatened with arrest. They reported on anymore, so they're just saying, oh, it's thought. It's not thought, it's known. So it just goes to the lunacy. Now here's another clip from USA Today, a separate issue, government-sponsored terror, of what was being reported, what the FBI was telling USA Today correspondents on the morning of 9/11 about bombs in the buildings. Here it is.
Joining me is Jack Kelly. Now he is a foreign correspondent, war correspondent, and just came back from Israel. He has some information about these attacks. Jack, what can you tell us happened first in New York?
Apparently what appears to happen was that at the same time two planes hit the building, that the FBI most likely thinks that there was a car or truck packed with explosives underneath the buildings, which also exploded at the same time and brought both of them down.
Now that's the first time we're hearing that. So two planes and explosives that were in the building, is that correct?
That is the working theory at this point. That is still unconfirmed, but that is what the FBI is going on at this point.
Now, here in Washington, can you tell us what happened with this jet? We believe it's an American Airlines jet that was going from Dulles International Airport to Los Angeles. Can you tell us about that?
At approximately 9:45, the plane hit the side of the building over there. There are confirmed deaths at this point. This is thought to be part of a coordinated attack. This is the first time that U.S. officials will actually say that this is part of a coordinated attack, and I don't think it's exactly over yet.
It is not over yet.
They don't believe it's actually over yet. They're taking precautions. Within the last couple of minutes, the White House has approved sending two aircraft carrier battle groups, one into the Chesapeake Bay, the other outside of the New York City area, to prepare and defend for possible future attacks.
Now, Jack, as these battleships are headed out.
All right, that's basically it. These battleships, they're not battleships, lady. They didn't need aircraft carriers to defend. There's a little propaganda, but you hear that at the first of the clip about bombs in the buildings. Interesting little forgotten piece of information down the rabbit hole, the memory hole. Former Canadian Minister of Defense fears intergalactic ET war. Our comment on this story from PR News is there is some evidence to suggest a manufactured alien threat would be used to unify the world behind a global government initiative. See a summary of that evidence in Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Yeah, they've pulled off other giant hoaxes like 9/11 and so many others that they've staged. And the government really has had a program. This has been declassified. We've gotten pieces of it. Bill Clinton's former chief of staff runs one of these programs. And in this big article, it gets into all these big heavy hitters. This is the former defense secretary and former deputy prime minister, vice president of Canada, basically, saying that he knows about the aliens and the space bases and the super weapons. And we'll tell you about it after the break in the final segment. I'm sorry, no more time for calls. I didn't plug my new video in the last hour. I will briefly in the next segment. My new film, Order of Death, and it comes with the second film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, re-edited and remastered. You get the old film and the new film for $24.95 right now at InfoWars.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Before I get back into the former vice president, deputy prime minister running around saying space aliens are wonderful and the evil Bush has created laser beam cannons to shoot them down, oh please. Before I get to that, this is all part of a larger government operation for fear-mongering. Seriously, my new film, The Order of Death, is out. And I don't know about space aliens, but I know this. Our leaders really are Satan worshipers. And Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, I mean, government officials from around the world have written about the rituals. It's not even hidden. It's public. But I snuck in back in 2000. Now, a worker was there on and off for 2 years. And we have his footage inside the owl, the effigies, the mock sacrifice. So much of my new film, The Order of Death, and then it gets into the larger global system and the Masons. And it's really a great film, 45 minutes long, and it's on the same DVD or same VHS as my classic film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, that we've re-edited, remastered, and updated for 2005. So two films together, what is it, $24.95, and get each additional copy for $9.95. And this is only going to the first of the year. We've got a bunch of other insane specials right now. I mean, really, we have cut prices. Some DVDs are as low as $5.95 a piece. And all these specials are going to end first of the year. This is also your last day to get my original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I've cut 35 minutes out of it. Okay, now you get the 130-minute version updated and had some new stuff added with the new 45-minute film Order of Death, which is just excellent. Those are all on one DVD. But to get the original collector's item, all the last ones that are going out, I'm signing them. Today is the last day. I'm taking them down tomorrow morning. So get the original signed edition of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove today. That's InfoWars.com to order or call toll-free right now. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Give the gift of information this holiday season, this Christmas. You can also write to me at 3001, and you know, if your letter's posted today or tomorrow, we'll still give you the original, if that's what you're trying to order. It's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to prisonplanet.tv. It's also a great gift to give. Just sign up and give your passcode inside a card to the person or in an email. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Give them a monthly subscription to prisonplanet.tv. All 13 of my films, all my weekly TV reports updated each every few days. Special video reports that aren't even in films or TV. All of my other materials, it is 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv, so don't wait, and your support makes this show possible. Former Canadian Minister of Defense fears intergalactic ET war, and he said that they're as real as the airplanes flying above us each day. I'm so concerned about the consequences might be of starting an intergalactic war that I think I had to say something. He said the secrecy involved is just unparalleled. He warned the United States military preparing weapons which could be used against the aliens and that could, please, get us into an intergalactic war without us ever having any warning. He stated the Bush administration has finally agreed to let the military build a forward base on the moon, which will put them in a better position to keep track of the goings and comings of the visitors from space and to shoot at them if they decide. And we have, there is footage from the shuttle and from other satellites of beams being fired into space. We know they practice with these particle beams, but this is really a Star Wars system to control the Earth. And the government does have programs of faking alien invasions to create a worldwide hysteria to then call for world government. And I'll have to pick back up on this tomorrow. And I'm not saying that there couldn't be other life in the universe. It's just that the government has been intimately involved in this story for 40 years, grooming it, getting it ready, gearing it up. It's part of a larger master agenda, and I've obviously got to focus more on it because it's coming to fruition. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Death to the New World Order.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.